Cedric Tetzel joins us from London Drugs. And Cedric, when I did the TV show, every year I was blown away by the new generation of printers that HP and Epson and Canon, these guys were releasing, and the quality of the photos and the price and the speed and the performance. And we haven't done the TV show in 2 years, and I was prepared to not to be blown away before anymore. And then you bring in photos from the Epson Stylus Photo R3000, and all of a sudden I'm blown away again.
They are remarkable, aren't they?
It's if I can describe it, I'm just looking at a color photo off this, and remember, I'm a jaded guy. I've seen it all, and this image looks almost three-dimensional. It's a color photograph that looks almost three-dimensional, and it wasn't taken to be a 3D. It's not a 3D image.
No, it wasn't. They've got a new technology that allows them to precisely put extremely small 2 picoliter droplets at exactly the right point. They've got new color formulation that allows them an absolutely amazing array of color. And then, for the real enthusiast photographer like myself, the black and white photographs are stunning. They're absolutely stunning.
They also appear almost three-dimensional. Now, this is a departure in the printer market from what we've seen traditionally in the retail space, because we saw a race to the bottom. We were looking for $80, $99 and $89 and $79 printers as cheap as possible. This is a complete departure. This isn't an inexpensive printer.
It's $900, but when you think about it, the product it replaces was $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
So for the enthusiast, now you have a printer that really is your digital darkroom. It is.
And it's not just for 8.5 by 11. This is a wide format printer.
It prints up to 13-inch wide carriage, so mm-hmm. you can print 13 by 19 in sheet fed. It handles a whole array of different media. It can front load, back load, even have a roller if you want to have really long banners printed out.
Okay, and what about the ink system for it?
The ink system, they have a much larger ink tank and allows you, for those people who have the previous edition of Epson printers, you'll know that it has you have to replace the different black ink.
Mm-hmm. In this sense, if you're doing black and white photography, right, you'd replace several of the colors with grays and blacks and photo blacks.
Photo black and matte black you have to replace. This, they all stay in the chassis. You don't have to change it, and it switches. And once you've done the calibration for your first print and you like it better, like it because of the tone and the setting, once you save that setting, you can repeat it for the next time you do black and white photographs.
Now, one of the things about these sorts of printers is you might not use them as regularly as you use an office printer, because you might print a bunch of photos and then 3 or 4 weeks later. Is there an issue around longevity of the ink and how long it takes between your prints?
No. In the new one, once you start it out, it doesn't use a lot of ink to lubricate the print head. So everything is ready. And the beauty of this particular edition, the new version, it's also Wi-Fi ready. So if you only print once in a while, your printer could be in a different part of your house, and you can just call it up and print whenever you feel like it. You don't have to bring out all your cables and wires.
So you're a lot more in touch with the avid photography market than I am. Are people prepared to pay $900 for a printer?
Well, for the artist and a photographer, what's the worth of your print?
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to see my hard work after spending hours on Photoshop and so forth, and have it reprint it in a display quality print.
And one of the other things that was always a concern, and certainly for the last 5 or 6 years, the different ink manufacturers worked very hard on, is color fastness and longevity. What are these archival quality prints? Are these going to last a long time?
These are archival quality, and it's a combination between ink and the paper. In both cases, Epson has been tested by independent labs. They last hundreds of years.
And if we know anything about this market, the Epson is probably just the first of all, or several of the manufacturers are going to enter this space and compete within this space. But right now, the Photo R3000, the Epson Stylus Photo R3000, kind of stands apart from the rest, right?
I certainly think so.
Well, these prints, we can't show them on radio, obviously, but if I could, everybody right now would be slamming on their brakes going, wow, that's something special. Cedric, thanks for showing it to me.
Thank you.